Hello everyone, and welcome to the Open Country newsletter for April to June 2026. Money doesn't talk, it swears. That's one of my favourite Bob Dylan lines. True, the pursuit of money can blind us a bit to the things that really matter in life, but you don't half miss it when it's gone. And regrettably, the last year has been really hard on Open Country's precious finances, and sadly, to restore sustainability, we have been forced to reduce our staff team by over 40%. And we thank Ellie Rawdon, Fiona Richardson and Simon Pedley for their support whilst with us and wish them all the very best for the future. And other staff members have had to change their role or are working on reduced hours. So the result of these unfortunate measures is that face-to-face work on Teesside has stopped, activities have ceased and the Teesside office is closed and we've got no staff up there. In Wakefield, the hub will be run by a part-time project officer, Ella Dixon. And in Harrogate, we've reduced our fundraising and communications staff to the bare minimum and a full-time countryside activities staff post will be lost in Harrogate at the end of May when our colleague Mark Kingston retires. But wherever possible, we've tried to keep our much-loved services going. Sadly, though, we've had to say goodbye to Selby Tandems and Wakefield Trailblazers. And from the end of May, some of our Harrogate weekday services will merge. Nature and Naturers will join with Harrogate Trailblazers, and our Explorers group will work alongside the Allotment group. We'll also be slightly reducing our weekend offer in both Harrogate and Wakefield. And finally, some charges to members will be increasing with this programme. So it'll undoubtedly be a simpler and somewhat sleeker Open Country for a while at least, but we hope that these firm measures will right the ship and the Open Country returns to economic viability. Jonathan Swift once wrote, "A wise person should have money in their head but not in their heart." Well, Open Country's always been built on those essential pillars of kindness, compassion and generosity. And if we can rediscover that heady blend of head and heart, then I'm sure we will negotiate this difficult hurdle in our charity's history.
Country meets Open Country. Open Country is delighted that the Country Music and Dance Festival has chosen us as their Charity of the Year for 2026. The third annual festival will take place from the 2nd to the 5th of July in Newthorpe, Leeds. If you're heading there to enjoy some great country music, do come and say hello to Open Country. We're planning to have a stall at the festival and would love to meet you and tell you more about our work, if you don't already know about it. Moving on to the Spring Flower Show, Open Country is once again taking part in the famous Harrogate Spring Flower Show with a decorative border. Trying to build on last year's success, where our first ever effort earned us 3 stars, we're creating a border with the theme Sense and Sensibility. The aim is to demonstrate how even a small border can be made universally welcoming and engaging, particularly for people with disabilities. The flowers and plants chosen will be interesting to touch and smell, the colours selected to be more visible to people with visual impairments, and some other elements will bring sound into the design. We'll also be asking members of our allotment group to help us by painting some rocks as part of the display. This year the show's organisers have invited us to have an information stand near our border, so it's a brilliant chance to spread the word and give away some of our leaflets and publications. With around 40,000 people visiting the show, which takes place at the showground from April the 23rd to the 26th, it's blooming wild to think that a few of them will go away knowing a little bit more about Open Country. Audio walks on demand. If you have a Spotify account, you can now listen to Open Country's audio walks as a regular podcast. We'll be uploading new walks each month, so do find us and give us a follow. Nidderdell Walk 2026. Fancy a great day out whilst also supporting a cause you care about? The popular Nidderdell Walk, organised by the Rotary Club of Harrogate, returns on Sunday the 17th of May. this year during National Walking Month. Starting and finishing in Pateley Bridge, you can walk or run through the stunning Nidderdale scenery and raise money for Open Country with every step. If you'd like to walk for Open Country, we'd love to have you on our team. Just select Open Country as your chosen charity at sign up, and we can attract. And if we can attract 10 or more walkers, a percentage of your entry fee will support our work helping people with disabilities access the countryside. Member survey. Since I've been coming out with Open Country, my life has changed for the better. Believe it or not, we didn't pay someone to write this. It was just one of the many lovely things you told us in our recent members survey. We're pleased that the results were mostly very positive. 100% of people who responded said they had fun with Open Country and felt safe, supported and respected by our charity. And 97% of people agreed they have spent more time outdoors and have a real sense of belonging. This is very encouraging for us, but no organisation can ever get everything right. So we've taken on board every single suggestion and comment, and we'll try and improve where we can. In the meantime, thank you to all who took part in the survey. Volunteer news. Also, results of the volunteer survey, which took place at the end of last year. We've had a great response from the annual volunteer questionnaire, with 67 volunteers completing the survey. Comments were overall positive, with people mentioning they felt appreciated, valued, supported and welcome, and describing their volunteer experience as flexible, fun and enjoyable. One volunteer highlighted the very essence of Open Country being out there together, saying, "I particularly like it when the walks are a bit challenging. I love the feeling that we've all helped each other and achieved something together." Some suggestions for improvement included bikes could be better maintained, communication could be improved, and it would be good if we could share feedback from the advisory group meetings. The survey also highlighted how volunteer experiences can differ between locations and activities. We're working to address this by creating a volunteer coordinator's handbook for staff to refer to, ensuring that a positive volunteer experience is consistent throughout the organisation. Thank you for your feedback. The annual volunteer picnic with the Wakefield Gang is going to be held on Monday the 8th of June at RSPB Fairburn Ings. This is the volunteers' time to relax and enjoy themselves with good food, good company in a beautiful countryside setting. We all love a good gas. We are asking for nominations for our 2026 Good Access Scheme Award. Nominations for improved access could perhaps include sites, routes or groups and organisations that have created a new circular route, installed benches along paths, encourage the installation of gaps or more accessible gates to replace stiles, or perhaps produced accessible literature. If you can think of other best practice in providing great access for all, then please let us know by the 31st of October. And the GAS conference will be held this year on Friday the 13th of November in Burley and Wharfdale. Nidderdale Project Phase 2, the second phase of our Access for All project, is complete. Working as project managers for Nidderdale National Landscape, we achieved the following using a generous grant from DEFRA. I'll just read out a few examples. It's a very long list. Created an access path at Druids Temple on the Swinton Estate. Resurfaced the path alongside Toft Gate Lime Kiln. Created a new circular walk in Beechcroft Plantation, which is situated next to Fewston Reservoir. Had various other barriers replaced by gaps or more accessible gates, and lots of other really good positive things. Sadly, we have to say farewell to Sandra, who died recently following a short illness. An unfailingly cheerful person, Sandra had enjoyed our weekend trips for many years and was something of a poster girl for Open Country. We will miss her and her assistant's dog, Millie. Wakefield Hub news. Some staff changes. Simon Pedley has moved on to Pastures New. We wish him all the best. We're delighted that Ella Dixon has agreed to rejoin us in a part-time capacity until the end of August. Help us plant a football pitch of wildflowers. This year, our Wild Things members have grown some lovely annual native wildflowers to sell, including corncockle, chamomile, yellow rattle and oxeye daisy. All plants have been grown in peat-free soil using locally sourced seed. We sell them at 50p a plug plant and can sometimes help landowners plant them out too. We're taking orders now for May collections. And Sensory Storytelling Project, our Wild Things group in Wakefield, is proud to have been part of setting up the Sensory Storytelling Project at the National Coal Mining Museum over the winter. You can now discover history through stories you can see, touch, hear and smell. Step back in time and experience the life and stories of mining communities through our sensory storytelling sessions, all designed especially for people with learning disabilities and people living with dementia. If you want to explore accessible places in West Yorkshire, then we have produced a countryside directory for West Yorkshire. And it's full of inspiration for opportunities to get stuck into the great outdoors. You'll find information on walking clubs, wheelchair-friendly walks and outings, wildlife clubs and organisations, sports and outdoor pursuits as well. And all of our directories are available online at opencountry.org.uk, and some hard copies are also available. And a huge thank you to West Yorkshire Combined Authority and City Connect for funding the printing and auditing costs. We'd also love feedback on our videos, directories, leaflets and break free packs, so do get in touch. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you out and about in the countryside soon. Bye-bye.